Siman Tov Reish Lamed Dalet. Shelotia Pochos Min Shiv'a Al Shiv'a. What is the minimum? We discussed the minimal, maximum, minimal size of the walls. Now we're talking about the size of the sukkah, the length and width. So the heading of the siman is that it should not be less than 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. So we're going to start, hope we'll do the whole siman right now, even though we're a little short on time. Okay, we're going to start with Aleph and Dalet because they go together. So there's a Mishnah in the second pair of Sukkah. The Mishnah says, the famous Mishnah, Misha Hayarosho Verubo B'Sukkah, he's sitting in the Sukkah. His head, most of his body is sitting in the Sukkah. However, Shulchan B'Tocha Bayis, but his table is inside the house. Beishamai Poslin, Ubeisila Machshirin. Beishamai says, that's no good. Beisila says, it is good. Then the Gemara goes, but wasn't there a story that the Zakenim of Beishamai Beisila went to visit Rabbi Yochanan HaChumranis, and they found him sitting like that in the Sukkah? And they didn't say anything. So it was the Zakenim of Beishamai Beisila, and they were okay with it. So Gemara says, nah, that's not how the story goes, Misham Raya. If that's how you're accustomed to sitting in the sukkah, with you're in the sukkah, but your table is out of the sukkah, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha, you've never fulfilled mitzvah sukkah. As a big machlokes, we've shown him how to understand that line. There's a famous Tosis over there, Daf Gimel. This mission is on Daf Chav Ches, but the sugya is on Daf Gimel, the beginning of the Masechta. Tosis on Daf Gimel says that you don't even though this is a gzera derabanan, maybe you'll come to lean over the table and then your head will be out of the sukkah. But even if you didn't, okay, Tosis holds you violated the din derabanan, and basically they uprooted your mitzvah min haTorah, and you did not get any credit, not min haTorah, not min derabanan, no credit. And the Ran says, no, it doesn't mean that you don't get any credit. Min haTorah, you got the mitzvah. Just min derabanan, and it's a do-over. You have to do it again min derabanan because you didn't listen to the Chachamim. But min haTorah, you are Yotze. And he compares it to the famous Mishnah that we all know, that we say, Leil Seder, whoever doesn't say these three things on Pesach, lo Yotze Yidei Chavasa. Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. What does it mean, lo Yotze Yidei Chavasa? So the Ran says, it doesn't mean you're not Yotze the mitzvah at all. You missed those three things, you're not Yotze. It means lo Yotze Kitikuno. You didn't do it the way the Chachamim wanted you to do it. Not that it's a zero credit. So same thing over here. You got the mitzvah min haTorah, min derabanan, you should do it again.
So
over here, Beis Shammai says it's no good. Beis Hillel says it is good. So we have to do the big machlokas. We've shown him how to paskin, but hold on, we're not up there yet. Now, the Gemara goes back and forth discussing the size of the sukkah. How large does the sukkah have to be? There's a machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai on that as well. And then the Gemara goes on to say that really Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai have two machlokas in. Tzigi b'sukkah ktana, tzigi b'sukkah gedola. They're arguing on the minimal size of a sukkah. They're also arguing on a big sukkah where your table's inside the house. Both of these are machlokas between Beis Hillel and Shammai. The chasuri mechzer b'hachli ktani. This is how you have to read the Mishnah, says the Gemara on Daf Gimel. Misha hayarosh ruvo b'sukkah v'shulchan b'sukkah bayis. He's sitting in the sukkah, but the table's in the house. Beis Shammai omrim lo yotze. Not yotze, because we're afraid you're gonna lean over. Beis Hillel says you are yotze. And if the sukkah itself is not big enough to have a table at all, v'shein b'afzekas ela kedei rosh v'ruba bilvad. It's not 7 by 7. It's only 6 by 6. No room for the table. Beis Shammai poslin. Sukkah's not big enough. No, it's not a sukkah. Well, Beis Shammai poslin, Beis Hillel, machshir. The Gemara over there paskins that the sukkah needs to be hold rosho, verubo, vishulchano, which is shitas Beis Shammai. So this is one of the unique cases in Shas, where we paskin like Beis Shammai. The sukkah has to hold your head, most of your body, and your table, which the post can tell us means 7 tefachim by, well, the Gemara, 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. Now, the question is like this.
Very small.
The Gemara, it is very small. The Gemara links the two machloksim. So the Rif comes along and he says, not only is the halacha like Beis Shammai that the sukkah has to be 7 by 7, the halacha is also like Beis Shammai that if the table's in the house, you're not yotze. And the Rif says it's chad taimanin. It's one reason for both of them. Okay, which sounds like what the Rif is saying, and this is discussed at length, that the reason that a sukkah, 6x6, 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim is no good is because there's no room for the table. Where's the table? The table's outside the sukkah. So the two machloksim are really one and the same. They're both discussing, are we afraid they're going to come to lean over and eat outside the sukkah? Just like the Gemara explicitly passes like Beis Shammai that the sukkah has to be 7x7, says the Rif, the halacha is also like Beis Shammai that you're not yosei if your table is in the house. One reason for both. Which also sounds like the sheer sukkah of 7x7 is only derabanan. That because the table's in the house and you're going to come to lean over. That's what it sounds like from the Rif. The Ran says, no, mapitom, there's two separate machloksim with two separate reasons, and the two are not related at all. He said, the sukkah gedola is a machlokes, are we afraid you're going to come? Sukkah gedola arguing, are we afraid you're going to lean over the table, end up with your head outside the sukkah? By sukkah kana, they're arguing, what's the minimal shear of the sukkah? Not related to the fact that the table might be outside. He says that you need a diras keva. Wait a second, diras keva? He goes and says, what do you mean? But we pass, you need a diras arai. Sukkah's not a permanent dwelling. It's a temporary thing. He says, yes, but you still need a little bit of some of kvias. And if it's so small that it's 6x6, it would be a diras srucha. It's not a dira, and you're not going to be yotze. By sukkah ktana, says the Ran, we pass him like Beis Shammai. But by sukkah gedola, with the table in the house, we pass him like Beis Hillel. We go back to the regular rules. Halacha kebeis Hillel, and we're not afraid that you're going to lean over the table with the table being in the house and not be yotze mitzvah sukkah. So the Rif wants to connect the two machloks, and he says they're really one and the same. We pass like Beis Shammai and both that A, the sukkah has to be zayin al zayin, and B, if the table is in the house, we have exeri, you're going to come to lean over and your head will be outside of the sukkah, and in both cases you're not going to be yotze. That's the Rif. And the Ran says, no, two separate machloksim, not related. We have the Gemara passes explicitly the sukkah has to be rosho v'rubo v'shulchano, but like Beis Shammai. But in the other machlokas, we go back to the regular rules. We pass them like Beis Hillel. We're not afraid you're going to lean over and put your head outside of the sukkah. So the Rif seems to say that the sheer sukkah zayin al zayin rosho v'rubo v'shulchano is a din d'rabbanan. And that's what it sounds like. And the Ran sounds like it's a din d'oraisa. And okay, we'll see the Berlacha down a beautiful Rekiv Eger with another Nafkamina where he kind of flips it. Okay, so let's see this inside. Tuf Reish Lamed Dalid Seif Aleph. Sukkah She'emba Shiva Al Shiva. If you don't have 7 Tachem by 7 Tachem, Psula. Lien Godal, how big can my Sukkah be? The sky's the limit. Eila Shir Lamala. Now there's a height limit, but there's no length or width limit. So the minimal shear is 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, and then how big it can be, as big as you want. Okay, now look at Seif Dalet. Mi shahaya rosho v'rubo b'sukkah, he's sitting in the sukkah. V'shulchano chutz l'sukkah, but the table's outside the sukkah. V'achal, and he ate like that. Ki ilu lo achal b'sukkah, it's as if he did not eat in the sukkah. I feel me sukkah gedola, it doesn't matter how big the sukkah is. Like zereshami yimoshech achar shulchan. So the Shulchan Aruch is paskening like the Rif, like the Rambam. There are both cases we pasken like Beis Shammai. Now, how much of the table has to be? What if part of this is a very common scenario? What if part of the table is in the sukkah and part of the table is out of the sukkah? Mishabura sifkatan va, the mitzah shulchan omei besukkah, mitzah satocha bayis mutter. Then he says it's okay, as long as part of the tables in the sukkah. The logar zirin b'zeshim shem yimashik achar shulchano. Then we're not afraid. Avalim kol shulchan b'bayis. If the whole table's in the house, avil yoshev kulo b'sukkah. Even if he's sitting totally in the sukkah, but sukkah is a sukkah gedola. It's a big sukkah. It doesn't matter. It's still aser. In Sheratzin ois vav, he brings down a machlekes if on how much of the table has to be in the sukkah. Vafilim sharatin ois vav. Vafilim rubo b'bayis of the sukkah rak tefach mimenu mutter. As long as there's a tefach, it's enough. Dosagi b'shulchan tefach, because that's the shear. Rosho v'rubo b'shulchan, 7x7, 1x1 tefach of table. That's kain kasa v'chayad. Berki Yosef kasa dafka rubo b'sukkah. No, you need most of the table to be in the sukkah. You need at least 51% of the table to be in the sukkah. So here the Mishnah Berurah paskins that it's enough to have part of the table in the sukkah. The poskim go with part of the table is enough. Rav Avadya wants to turn it into a sex vacant. The main Mishonim who paskin around the rush that, like Beis Hillel, that even if the whole table's in the house, you're yotze. Okay, we're machmir. It's still like so. How much of the table has to be in the sukkah so it can be mekel? And another, like a suffix, if the halacha is like Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, or Rambam, or Rosh, and then there's a suffix of, is it enough to have one tafach, or any more than that? So you can be lenient and go with the one tafach, because the whole din is not so simple, because I mean, we shouldn't pass like Beis Hillel, that even if the whole table is outside the sukkah, you're still going to be yotze. In the Bir Halacha, Dibar Masla Ki'ilu Lo'acha B'Sukkah, he brings down the machlokes between Tosis and the Ran that we said before, when it says, the Mishnah says, Lo'acha Lo'kiyamte Mitzvah Sukkah Mi'amecha, so according to Tosis, it's a Din Daraisa, Chazal, or Oiker, the Din Daraisa, and Minatoyra, he did what he was supposed to do, but because the Chacham said, don't do it that way, they uprooted the Mitzvah Daraisa, and he doesn't even get credit Minatoyra. Then we said over the Ran, he says, no, Minatoyra is Yotze, Midrabanan is not, but either way, he has to do it over. The question is, it do over on a Durabanan level or on a Daraisa level? That's the Bir Halacha, Dibar Masla, Kilu Lo'acha. Next Bir Halacha, Dibar Masla, Afilu Misukka Gedola, Gzeira, Hu Dasa Rifa Rambam. Dibi Gemara, Pligi, Beishama, Beisil, Betarti, we have a double machlokas. Besukka Gedola, Vishulchana, Betocha, Bayis. They're arguing about when the table's in the house, that's one machlokas, that's from Daf Chavchas. What if the sukkah is only big enough to hold your head and most of your body, but not your table? They're both one and the same reason. That's the riff. It's one reason. It sounds like it's all Durabanan. Maybe you're going to come to, your head's going to go over the table, which is in the house. That's the round that we said over. Next line is Ba'in and Keva Ksas. Otherwise, next line is Adira Srucha. The two separate things. And by the size of the sukkah, we pass on like Beishamai. That's from Furish and Gemara. But when it comes to maybe you're going to lean over into the house, that's Machlokes Besel Beishamai. And the round wants to say we go back to the regular rules. The two Machlokes are not related. And therefore, you're going to be Yotze. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass in that way. Shulchan Aruch passes that you're not Yotze. He passes like the Rif and the Rambam. Okay, you skip down a bunch of lines in this Bir Halacha. Rukiva Eger has the following scenario. What if you have a sukkah 6x6 tefachim? Right? That's too small. And right, and then instead of, and the table's not in the house, it's in another sukkah. So, if the problem is you're afraid you're going to, what's the problem with the small sukkah? If the problem with the small sukkah is that it's not a sukkah, then daraisa, so like the Ran says, so that's not a sukkah, so you're not yotze. But if the problem is like the Rif wants to say, you're afraid you're going to lean over the table, so here, no problem leaning over the table. When you lean over the table, you're in a different sukkah. So then it would be okay. According to the Rif, in this case, you would be yotze. According to the Ran, you would not be yotze. Now, there is the Ramban over here, the Mechamos, has a different lashon when he discusses this, even within Shita Sarif. If he wants to say that it's mamish, it's ain't a sukkah that can't be used as a normal sukkah because it doesn't have a table. It's ain't a sukkah. Not that it's a dirabana. Maybe you come to that's a whole discussion. If it's a din daraisa, if it's a din dirabana, again, Riki Vega has that flip on it. Okay, it's a very interesting sugya. Go through the whole Bir Halacha and. Even earlier on the Sif Aleph, there's a Bir Halacha also goes through these shitas on the size of the sukkah. Okay, the bottom line is sukkah has to be at least seven tefachim by seven tefachim, and the Maisa we're also passing like Beis Shammai Halacha Maisa that the table has to be in the sukkah at least one tefach of the table. Now let's go back to Beis Gimel. Sif Beis is a famous Daf Ches in Sukkah with the pie and all the math over there. What if you have a round Sukkah? In he agula. So you need that the round Sukkah should be large enough that you could draw a 7x7 square inside the circle. And that's the whole mathematical discussion over there in Sukkah Daf. Sif Gimel. Yesh b'shiva al shiva. Let's say I have a Sukkah 7x7. But now I put decorations on the walls. Psula. So even though we said the decorations, if my sukkah is a short, is a low schach sukkah, only 10 tefachim high, the fact that I have decorations hanging down, we said it's not possible. If branches are hanging down, it's a dira srucha, you're not yotze. Machloki is not yotze min atar, not yotze min derabanan, that we discussed yesterday. But if the decorations are hanging, and decorations are hanging down, there's no problem. But if the decorations are on the wall, now it's 7x7, and now you put decorations on the wall, so now it's not a full 7x7 anymore, there's no room for you, so then it does detract from the shir sukkah, and you are in fact not going to be yotze. Okay, now look at Sif Katan Aleph, the second half of Sif Katan Aleph. On the next page. Cost of a Magen Avraham. Back in the beginning. And if you have a sukkah gedola habi, you have a big sukkah. But let's say part of the sukkah is shaped funny. Ubamakom echad yesh karen echad moshuch lefim she'em bar shiva al shiva. Let's say that the sukkah has a funny shape and you have like this little corner jutting out of the sukkah, which is not 7x7. And I want to plot myself in that little corner that the whole sukkah is huge. But I want to go into this little corner that's not even 7x7. Also, Leishev Sham Kevin Shamakum Tzalo Leshevetam. Because the Magen Avraham wants to say that that's a problem. Even though the overall sukkah is fine, to sit in that little area, which is not 7x7, is going to be a problem. Now, look at the Bir Halacha, Dibra Masl Sukkah She'ein Bas Shiva. So he says, "I am Yishabura." What we wrote from the Magen Avraham. Vinei bebig de yasha bebikur Yaakov pikpiku ma'ora ra'yoso mikitonios. Okay, that's all sukkah over there. With Pliny Amalka had a little compartment in her sukkah. Magen Avraham wants to learn from there that that little section is a problem. The other poskim are not convinced. Big de yasha bebikur Yaakov are not convinced. They're not convinced that they don't agree with the Magen Avraham. Okay, it's a huge Bir Halacha, and he basically goes on to say... Oh, so here, let's say... Okay, so this is Machlokes if I can sit in that area. Whatever, I'm not going to sit in that area, but I won't put the table in that area. So now we're going to have Xera that maybe you put your head over that area into that small section that the Magen Avraham doesn't like. So here, the end of that large Bir Halacha says the same thing. It's not so posh that even if the table's in the house, it's a problem. We're Machlokes, the Rambam, the Riff... Go with Shitas Beis Shammai, but the Rosh and the Ran go with Beis Hillel. So Laisa, we're Machmir. But to now extend that to the case of the Magen Avraham, where you have a little corner jutting out of the sukkah, and you put the table there, that there's also Gzera, it's not so simple, you can't sit there at all. Okay, Magen Avraham says you can't sit there. Other folks can say you can't sit there. So even if we want to be Machmir like Rabbeinu, like the Magen Avraham, we're not going to go so far to say that you can't put the table there. Okay, so lots of Bir Halachas here to do for homework. Okay, that is Siman Tov Reish Lamed Dalet.